All right. Well, let's join our next guest. Deep fakes within the election. I was mentioning this poll. About half of voters think AI-generated content could negatively impact our presidential race. So this guy is a cybersecurity expert. I mentioned his podcast, The Professional CISO. That's Chief Information Security Officer. And he's pretty intense in cybersecurity. David Malicote's with us. David, welcome to your morning wake up. Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I did a little experiment on just one of these free AI websites that give you like two things you can type in the text before you have to pay. Mm-hmm. And I typed in some text and I put in that I was looking for Trump's voice. I'm not kidding you. And I don't know how they do this. If they have to pay him a licensing fee or whatever, I swear to you, it sounds like Donald Trump. And he says my name and all of that. Yeah. So how are we going to know?
The tough part is it's getting to the point where you can't. And here's why. Here's kind of the how. So what happens is, specifically with Trump and anybody that has quite a bit of media out there, the way AI works is it pulls in all that information, and it's a predictive system. So if you have a whole lot of reference data that you've gathered, and then you can pretty much create any sound from that data. It predicts that next thing, which in turn allows you to just to go ahead and make that person say or do anything that you want them to do. And so that's where we're getting to. It's still a little bit glitchy, so sometimes you can still see, but we're right on that edge, I think, where we're going to be in the misinformation, disinformation really, really quickly.
I got to tell you, I think we're to the point where it's not even glitchy. Can I just play you just something real quick? This is
Absolutely.
Not actually Donald. Well, I guess if it's AI, do you say it actually is that person? Because it is their voice, but it's manipulated?
I don't think there's a legal precedent on that yet, quite honestly. And I think that's the other interesting part of it is how legally, what can you say? Does he have a copyright to that? Do you have a copyright to your own voice if you're in the public?
I know. Well, let me just play it. Listen to this.
Welcome back to the studio.
It's time for the mic. See, okay, so I just like
it. Is probably the best number one top rated show since the beginning of shows.
I had him say that about me. I wrote that in the text, and that's Donald Trump's voice. And I can't tell the difference. I don't know if you could just over the phone like that. But
No. How
much of this are we seeing today, even now? We're seeing it all over the place. How are we going to know? We're not.
And I think the big difference there is a lot of times you can do sensational things, right? And the more sensational that it gets, the less believable it gets, right? So, like, if you had a part of, like, somebody flipping sides, right, or saying things sensational about, you know, now they're conservative versus when they were liberal, et cetera. I think those are more easily tracked down because it's that scam idea. What I'm worried about is that kind of closer to the middle, which is the nudges that we get where you can say, well, that's possibly believable. Like maybe they've changed a little bit on that stance on that particular issue. And so to me, it's the misinformation, disinformation that's a lot closer aligned with where the candidate's stance is that worries me, because then that could move middle of the road voters significantly.
And I only used audio because that's my realm, but the video realm even. I mean, who knows what we're looking at anymore?
Well, an example I provide folks is recently in Hong Kong, there was somebody that received an email purportedly from people in their international firm. Come to find out, they jump on a Zoom call, and the only real person on that call was the victim. Everybody else was a deep fake, convincing this person to transfer the equivalent of $25 million out to the criminals. And so it's gotten to that level.
So let's go with social media companies, the biggies, right? Do they have the technology? I can't imagine they don't, to spot this stuff and take it down before it does any damage?
Yes. So and funny enough, it is AI. It is the same type of technology that generates the deep fakes is the same technology that you would use to spot it. And we're getting quickly, if not already there, to a space where it's only going to be able to be detected by AI because of the how good it is in fooling the human eye or fooling the human ear. So we're going to have to use machines to be able to detect these things. And I think they have a responsibility to do it. My concern on that is, are they going to do it in an equal way across the spectrum of views and you know, rights, let's say?
I don't know where it all ends. I hate to sound very maudlin about the whole thing, but it seems we're running breakneck speed into everything being touched by AI, not knowing what anything is, what is truth, all of that kind of junk. There's no stopping it, is there?
No, there's no stopping it at this point. We're not going to go backwards. I will say there's good in AI, right? There are going to be things that are great for humanity generally and how we do business and how we do work. I think just like anything else, just like when the internet came out, just like when social media started, we all have, there's the bad part of this, right? People are going to use things for nefarious means. And I think it's us as humans and Americans be vigilant, perform critical thinking, and verify what you're seeing, right? Don't just take one piece of information and run with it in your mind. Go try to independently verify yourself. Be that critical thinker.
All right. David Malicote, where do we find you on the web? I like this. The professional, am I saying it right? CISO, the Chief Information Security Officer.
That is correct, and it's the professionalciso.com.
Oh, CISO. You say CISO.
In our world, it's both. You have CISO or CISO. You can call it whichever you want. Just don't call us late to dinner, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. You're a brainiac, but obviously not a comedian. I'm just saying that right out there, David. So there. David Malicote, look him up, the Professional CISO podcast. You Google that, we'll run into you someplace, I'm sure. Now, when your podcast, though, you don't talk over my head, do you?
No, I mean, it's pretty specific to my industry, but we actually go through some pretty normal stuff, like, you know, being a good leader and how do you engage with people and how do you communicate well. So it's not just all technical. It is actually pretty good general podcast.
All right. I'll take that. All right, David. Well, we'll stay in touch because this is going to be ongoing developing story, I think. Deep fakes in the election. David Malicote. Hey, appreciate your time, pal. We'll talk soon.
Same. Thanks for your time today.
See you, bud. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin back in just a minute.